Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back after an 8-year sabbatical. Jason and I are now back on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. We have a couple new additions to the staff this year, and we'll talk about them soon. But last time we were on, 2012, all of our teams were pretty bad back then, and nothing changed. 8 years later, Mets and Jets are still pretty brutal, and we'll jump into them shortly. Want to introduce our new guy to the show. You might know him as DJ Scribbles, Marty D. What's up, Marty?
Hello, gentlemen. I'm glad to be part of the crew here. My teams are just as bad as your guys. I'm a Mets, Flyers, and Giants fan. Yes, the Giants did have some success back in 2007 and 2011. And other than that, they've still been pretty bad over the last few years, The Mets, as you all know, 86 was their year. But the Flyers are just really bad.
Mets are still pretty bad, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Finally, there is a savior that has come upon us in the name of Steve Cohen. And 2020 has been a crazy year, politically, socially, economically, but we have found the man that is finally going to end the tyranny of the Wilpons.
This is. Just listen to this. Cohen will not be in control of the Mets whatsoever. Fred Wilpon bought a stake in the Mets in 1980 at 1%. It's the first time since then they'll be gone, finally.
And not a freaking minute too soon. This was rumored a while back. He was going to take over. Then he was gone. They weren't going to sell. Then he jumped back in, but then A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez were going to take over. But now it finally seems like we're actually going to have an owner who's not only a rich man, but he is richer than almost anyone in the world. He's richer than the top three owners in MLB right now. So finally... We might have a guy that chases a free agent.
But wait. Can we really celebrate yet?
No. Can
we really? It has to go through the owner's voting.
Yes.
In any other world, it would go through.
No.
But we're missing.
Yeah. So as a Mets fan, we expect this not to go through. J-Lo and A-Rod are going to end up owning the team. Fred and Jeff will keep the show. Keep the team somehow.
I cannot celebrate until it's signed.
Yeah.
23 out of 30 owners have to sign off on it. Apparently, one owner honestly has said it's a godsend that Steve Cohen is taking over. Because let's face it, baseball shares the revenue. If a New York team has an owner coming in as a billionaire, I'm not great at math, but that's more revenue. That's more revenue for everybody, every team. They share it. Why would this get put? But we're Mets fans, so. We're on the 5-yard line, I'd say. Maybe even closer. Unless you're the Giants, last Monday night against the Steelers on the 1-yard line and you can't punch it in.
Yeah, he's the man.
We'll get to that.
who wants to win. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Mets have not had someone like that.
That's down 50-2 tonight.
Let's not talk about that.
Right where we want.
Let's not talk about that. The Steven Matz, what the hell happened to him? Colombe, I don't know. It doesn't matter right now. 2020 was all about Steve Cohen finding this team and taking us to the future. It was all about 2020 to me was only a success if the Wilpon sold to Steve Cohen.
No, I mean, look, we thought they'd be good this year. We all know this has been a crazy year. You're letting 8 teams in the NL go to the playoffs. And the fact that we're not going, it's sad, honestly.
It is a disaster.
The starting pitch is god awful.
That's not even a problem. It's a giant question mark.
Well, not even that. Like, when they hit, they can't pitch. When they pitch, they can't hit. When they get both, they might be one of the worst base running teams I've seen.
Yeah, they're definitely the worst base running team I've seen. And I've watched a lot of Little League. I've been around a lot of Little League. It's bad. But to me, my perspective changed once Stroman decided to opt out. We knew that Syndergaard was out for the year, and that changed things. And then you have Stroman, who decided to just, I don't want to say the guy might have dragged out an injury, a fake injury, but pretty convenient. He opted out right after he got enough service time. And that, to me, changed the whole season. Because he became our two once Noah was out for the year. So that really hurt the team. After that, I didn't expect us to make the playoffs. I'll be honest, I did not. I know you're saying 8 teams in the NL, but once we lost Stroman and Noah, that's a big blow. That match has been just dreadful.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. I guess the
Pittsburgh was questionable. Yeah, at the time, you had Lugo in the pen. And, he was like your best reliever. That's not him. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, you're
playing off your nose to save the face by putting Lugo in the rotation. And he's not, I just don't understand. The first start he has, he goes 50 pitches, then you pull him after 30.
Yeah.
That's just still horrible. It's starts from the top.
Well, that's the thing. The Wilpon's got to go. Do you keep Brody? I don't know.
No.
It feels like he's drafted well, but every trade and freeze that guy's touched
is awful. Besides JD.
He was good in the JD Davis trade. I'll give him that. But, I mean, Michael Walker. Rick Porcello.
Let's all give Jed Lowry an applause.
Yeah.
His last 2 years went right to his retirement.
$20 million for nine.
Let's give it up.
I'm tired of being a little skeptical.
We can finally, as Met fans, dream of being in that ballpark.
when a free agent is available, hey, we can get him.
Yeah.
The kiddie pool. They can sign and stop talking at the dollar store.
No more second tier. We might be on this guy. We made this guy an offer. No, it's time. But the thing I like the most is Steve Cohen grew up a Mets fan. So he knows. He knows our feelings. He feels our pain. The man's been successful in whatever he's done. I don't think he's going to spend like a drunken sailor. It seems like he's going to put the right people in place.
Let's talk about it for a second. Let's just hope he puts the right GM in place.
Yeah.
It starts at the top. And we need a GM to come in and, build it. Let's look at the Islanders. What did the Islanders do?
Yeah.
They hired the best fucking guy available in Lou Lamoriello.
Yeah.
What did he do? Barry Trotz.
Yeah.
Sets fire. He brings him in. And what, right, they're right there.
Yeah.
That's where it starts at the top. It starts at the top.
It really does. The concerning fact is that he might not get approved until November. By then, you're deep into winter meetings. So he might have Brody another year. But I kind of like to see Brody with a budget. Maybe Brody
with a
different Brody than what we've seen.
I definitely agree. I mean, God only knows what you go through working for the World Pilots under a budget. I heard from Buster Only that the best thing Sandy Olsen did was say no to Jeff over the years. Because he was put there by baseball, MLB.
Yeah, yeah.
And the best thing he did over the years was say no to Jeff. God only knows what kind of ideas they had.
they've seen this in the sale. And,
it's going to be Justin.
Steve Cohen's initial offer was what, 2.6?
Yeah, 2.6.
And it fell apart. Now he's getting them for less money.
2.3, supposedly.
No less than why.
No less than why, yeah.
So, what, why?
It doesn't make any sense because the Wolfhounds are basically broke. It doesn't make any sense because the Wolfhounds are basically broke, but yet they denied a sale, and they denied a sale of SNY, and they pulled the plug in the last minute, even though they're desperate for money. And they're doing it, and they did it at the time. Why? Because they had some kind of dispute against Steve Cohen. Who knows what? But at the last minute, they pulled the plug. But yet they're complaining about money. Does that make any sense to you guys? I don't think so.
I think I could do some with $1,000, let alone $2.4 billion. And why they're hung up on this and why I don't understand. But look, we've suffered long enough. I just want a competitive team. That's all I want. That's all you want. That's all you want.
Fred just has to realize at this point, there's nothing he can do with his financial restrictions, with the made-up team and everything. But he can't turn this around. He has to swallow his pride and just step away. And say, I did it for the best. And I was that owner for, 20 years now. I've been a part of that ownership. Just step away and let it be taken over and run the way it should be. And I feel like you should find pride in that. Being able to step away.
The major issues. Mets fans hate you. All right? We just hate you. You go to that. All right, listen. Shea Stadium was a dump, but it was our dump. You go to City Field, and you don't even have to play there. You think it's the Dodgers. The Mets.
Why couldn't we get Tom Seaver's statue built?
Before the man. Exactly.
The whole tribute.
You went to a Met game, you thought they were the Dodgers in previous life.
What you saw was just about the Dodgers. What about the Mets? Where's the home of the Mets? You wouldn't know it walking in that place, would you? Nope.
No, I forgot. The first time I went there in 2009. It was just plain. It was plain. It was blue.
Also, they had the Great Wall of Flushing. Also.
Wow.
Our best power right-handed hitter, our best player, David Wright. Why don't you go to right center? Yeah, let's make it 420 to right center.
We totally alienated our best player.
Yeah.
And I think after the first game, I think Mike Pelfrey gave a home run to the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, on the Padres.
I can't remember the kid's name.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't make this up. You just can't make this up.
Only the best.
But honestly, guys, I think for the first time, I think there's brighter days.
Oh, yeah. As mentioned, I'm happy. I'm so content. I don't want to celebrate yet. Like I said, we're on the one-yard line. Yeah, but we're right there, and I couldn't be happier. So better days are coming. I should say better days are coming, but it's also NFL season.
Yeah, buddy.
And, oh, God. And, I mean, if you're a New York fan, I want to hear that. I want to hear how Giants fans feel. I know us Jets fans are just miserable right now. Let's get into it a bit. Marty, what do you think about your Giants this weekend? What did you think about their Monday night performance against the Steelers?
Coming into the Steelers game, I mean, the Steelers were a better team defensively and offensively, but I like the way they fought. I like the way they were able to at least show you some kind of improvement over the coaching staff over the previous year. Jason Garrett and their defensive coordinator, both of them, where they showed definite improvements. A three and out right after they scored and everything like that, you would never see that in the previous year. All right. Sure, they have problems with the offensive line, and granted with the offensive line, they would.
Just wrap it up for you. Because, listen, I'm a Jets fan. I've been a Jets fan since 1991.
Come up for him.
Isn't it time, though?
Last night, I gotta say, I was so impressed watching him last night, Monday night.
Joe
transition from the
started down against pressure. Anthony rolls out the guy's a threat. You see guys fourth down, he's converting the ball, mate. He looked good last night. It makes him mad as a Jet fan.
Yeah.
Watching that.
Well, I think the problem is we don't know what Sam is. Dude, that's the problem. This is 3 years in. They haven't surrounded him with any freaking talent around them. And how can you judge a guy? They've punted on this year.
These are receivers from the Sunday. It's a 49.
Yeah.
Rashawn Perriman.
Yeah.
Chris Hogan.
Oh,
who's a late turn.
In the August.
And Braxton Berrios.
Yeah.
Now that Jameson Crowder is out. Why?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Am I concerned about him? Yeah. But the guy hasn't. They haven't given anything around him in 3 years.
Yeah,
I think he's got a big option next year.
How can you make a decision?
Exactly.
I don't know. No, you can't build a future in this third year of Sam Darnold. You can't. But no, Joe Douglas has a plan apparently, but I don't know anybody knows what the hell he's doing. Joe Douglas has a plan, but the plan is way off with him and Gates. Joe Douglas is on a carry plan, but Adam Gates is on a win now. It's an awful situation.
Hey, listen.
Adam Gates?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jeff fans hate him. The guy's never going to do any right by us. I don't know. I mean, listen, the guy with the healthy Ryan Tannehill went to the playoffs. But I'm not saying he's. I don't know. I'm so confused. I've been a Jeff fan since I could. I'm just so confused about everything.
Yeah, I think we're all just confused.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the weapons, but he's also not good. So what is it? We don't know. Just like that. It's just bad. As far as this week's coming up.
Why don't we get into our picks to the NFL? What I like this year, we're going to pick all the local games, the Jets, Giants, and Eagles. And then we have a game of our own. And I think we'll keep track of that. Marty, you're the new boy. You're the newbie to the group. Why don't you go first?
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Okay, so I'm going to go with the Giants 5.5 over the Bears. They have a good record against them on the road. So, you know, and Mitch Trubisky, he's going to miss this time. And Nick Foles right down there, you never know. So I'm saying the Giants are going to take this one. Okay, with the second pick, I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers. They're -7 against the Jets. They're getting 7 points over the Jets. Okay, granted, the Jets have nobody, but also the Niners, they don't have anybody. The Niners, even though with Kittle and Richard Sherman out, I still say the Niners got the edge in this game. And for the third pick, I got the Eagles. Eagles -1 over the Rams. Even though the Rams have all the prime numbers, you know what? I say Wentz is going to bounce back, and the Eagles are going to take this one. And then my fourth pick is going to be I'm taking the Dolphins over the Dolphins 5.5 over the Bills. I just think that they're going to take it over that one. The Bills gave the Jets every chance of winning this game, and they did not. I said it doesn't even seem to win that game.
Jason, why don't you go ahead with your picks?
That's very appreciated for you. How can you possibly bet on the Jets? So I'm taking the 49ers, give me the 7. Lay the 7. It's going to be 20, probably at least. As far as the Giants game, I'm taking the Giants game 5.5. I'm not a Mitch Trubisky fan. I'm not. Giants showed some fights first game. I believe they're 6-0 since 91 in Chicago.
Yes.
So, I mean, why not take those points? And I'm taking the Eagles -1. The line opened up Eagles -4. There's good value there. I'm taking the Eagles. As far as my fourth team, give me the Vikings +3 and the win out right
because, let's face it, Philip Rivers is washed up. I don't trust the Colts. Even the Vikings, personally.
With the three locals, I'll make this real quick because I think everything's been said. Give me the Giants plus 5.5. I don't understand that line at all. Give me the 49ers minus 7 over the Jets. Give me the Rams getting a point over the Eagles. And also give me the Seahawks minus 4. This is the end of the Patriots, folks. Seahawks are going to take this in a landslide. Rams, you can't cover, baby.
And also, I just want to touch on that. We're big UFC fans. Big UFC fans. The big flex. Best card, not pay per view of the year. I advise you to watch it tomorrow night. It's a pretty fun time. We got Colby Covington versus Tyron Woodley. We do picks every week. We're just going to get
a big we've actually had our picks for about probably 6 months ever since the pandemic hit. We've been keeping track, so we're just going to want to kind of add that to the show right here.
Yeah. A little brief summary. So, we're going to give our main event, we told us about the picks right now. I'm going Nico Price over Daniel Cerrone. Daniel Cerrone, man, you know my rule, 35 and older, 3 knockouts, I don't bet on him. Give me Nico Price, and I'm going Colby Covington. Bad decision. Lock it up.
Go ahead with your picks.
All right. I know I was going to go with the Price is Right. Nico Price. That's right. And also Covington. I just have a feeling about those two. I can't really spell them as well as Jason can. However, I just have a strong feeling about them.
I hate to go against my man, Daniel Cerrone, but he's lost 4 straight fights. I mean, the guy fights the top guys at the weight class, but unfortunately, I'm going to take Nico Price here. And listen, Woodley's lost his last 10 rounds. I just can't see him stepping up to Covington here, so I'm going to take Kobe by decision.
It's going to be a great card, man. That card is literally out of Hawaii.
I said it best. It's the best card non-pay-per-view of the year to watch. It's getting great. You got Kevin Holland going. You got Mackenzie Dern going.
I like Tyson Nam right off the bat. First fight against Rivera. And the kid they brought up from Dana White's Ultimate, what is it, the Fighters Contender Series that he has? Dvorak.
Here we go. My guy. Gerald Beauchamp. Look it up and bet him. He's the underdog. If you're looking to make some money, he's the best shot. He's a plus 300 underdog. Gerald Beauchamp. Been in there over 50 times in the octagon. Front of guy, 8-0 professionally. 2-0 in the UFC. All hype. Young Beauchamp. That's a piss you want to look at if you want to make some money.
And, Martin, I'm going to wrap this up with some NHL knowledge.
All right. The Stanley Cup Finals are coming up, as you know. And the Dallas Stars and the Tampa Bay Lightning. And these are pretty much two offensive juggernauts. And their matchup is right along the same for each of them in power play goals and defensive one. I mean, you also got to remember Victor Hedman. He is a force on almost 26 minutes of time, ice time. And
then, Marty.
What?
Marty.
Oh. Well, anyway, thank you very much and all that. And I think the Dallas Stars are going to take it.